Welcome to Gospel Truth with Andrew Womack, a teaching ministry emphasizing God's unconditional love and grace. This special live teaching on 2 days in the life of Jesus was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. And now, here's Andrew.
And there are special anointings for like a gift of miracles and the gifts of healing, but I don't have any of those. I don't have the supernatural gifts. I'm just a Joe Blow believer. My supernatural ability is a teacher. When I pray for somebody, I'm praying the exact same as any of you. And yet I've seen 3 people raised from the dead, and I've seen great miracles happen and awesome things happen. Every one of you have that same potential. You got to start believing that you don't have to send people someplace else. You don't have to go someplace else. You've got the power of God on the inside of you. You got to start walking by faith. Look up. Look beyond the natural. See. Receive sight and see with your heart who you are in Christ. Begin to start operating some faith. And then recognize that God is not going to supply all of the miracle in advance. And then you go out and take credit. You're going to have to head towards whatever it is that God told you to do with seemingly nothing. You're going to have to be willing to fail. You know, I'll bring this out more as we continue to go through this 14th chapter. But if you want to walk on the water that Peter did, you got to get out of the boat. Many people want to walk on the water, but they are petrified of getting out of the boat. You don't want to take any risk. You don't want to do anything. You're wanting everything to be safe. You'll never be a water walker if you don't get out of the boat, if you don't take risk. We were talking about this with our directors about some different things and talking about how that, you know, some of them have been through some hard times, but they were saying this is good. It weeds out the flakes. If we make it too easy, we can get it to where people just want to go on the mission field because I'm going to pay all their expense. You need to have the potential of failure. If you're really going to see the power of God operate in your life, you can't wait until all of the things are taken care of and there's no risk involved. You got to get out on a limb. That's where the fruit grows, is out on the limb. You got to quit hugging the trunk and get out on a limb where you're bobbing in the breeze, amen, holding on to that thing. Sometimes it's uncomfortable, but that's where the fruit is out on the limb that doesn't grow on a trunk. If you want to see miracles, get out of the boat. Take a risk. What if those disciples would have said, I'm not heading towards 800 plus people with this little bit of food. You know what? They took a risk. They were obeying Jesus. And a great miracle took place. Can you imagine what that would have been like to just start down the aisle over here and start breaking off food and have as much left as you did? That didn't happen when Jesus did it. It happened when the disciples did it. It happened in their hand. You know, in a sense, this is what we're doing with our Bible college students, with these directors. You know what? We have blessed it. We've taken the word and given to them. And you know what? These miracles that are happening, nations are being changed. It's happening in their hands. It's not me that's doing this. We've blessed it. We've shared these things, given them to them. And they're out here sharing and changing things. And this is the way that God intended the body of Christ to operate. It's not that everything is done from the pulpit up here, but that, man, we're supposed to inspire you and you're supposed to go out and do exploits. You're the one that the miracle takes place in your hand. But see, you got to get this attitude. The points I've made tonight are you've got to recognize they don't need to depart. You've got the ability of God, the power of God to succeed in whatever it is that God's leading you to do. And then you got to take what little you got and give it to Jesus and bless it instead of curse it. Look up, see things by faith, and recognize that the miracle's not going to happen before you get to the situation. It's going to happen in your hands as you're out there doing it, stepping out in faith. Boy, those are powerful truths. I tell you, if you could just get those things that I've talked about tonight, and if every person in here could make application of this to your own life and start operating in what we talk about, I guarantee you, we could change a nation. We could change the United States. Every one of you have that potential. It's powerful. Boy, the potential in this room is just amazing. Just amazing. Not only you individually, but the people around you that you could influence. Somebody that you could pray for or encourage, and then they could go out and they may be the next Billy Graham. Who knows what all of our lives, the influence that you have. There are some of you thinking, well, I'm nobody special. See, again, you're thinking, we can't feed them. They need to depart. They need to go to somebody else. You don't know. You have a realm of influence that only you have. You know, I'm spending millions of dollars on television and radio time. And yet there are people that every one of you know that will never hear of me if I spent 10 times as much money as what I'm spending. If I lived another 100 years, I'd never reach people that you know that you influence. Every one of you have a realm of influence that you may be the only real testimony, real witness that comes across these people's path in a lifetime. Boy, you don't need to underestimate the power of what God has done in your life. There is a reason that you're born again. There's a reason that you're here. God has been moving in your life. I had at least a dozen people tell me that just in the last few months they've been watching and man, their life is being changed. There's a reason that our paths have crossed. God's trying to change your life. And yes, He loves you. And yes, He wants your life to prosper. But you know what? He also has a plan. And there are people that every one of you influence. And He's wanting to do things through you. And if every person in here could get that message and just take these few things I've talked about tonight, I guarantee we could go out of here and change hundreds of thousands of people in a very short period of time. Hundreds of thousands of people are represented under your realm of influence. Hundreds of thousands. But you know what? We gotta quit thinking that they got to go somewhere else, that we can't meet the need, that I don't know enough. There's some of you that have accepted the value of the world, the way that they've put it on Christians, that we are somehow inferior and we're ashamed and afraid of our opinion. Your opinion is better than a lost man's opinion. I don't care if he's got 32 degrees behind his name. You can have 32 degrees and still be frozen. See, we evaluate things in the natural and we think these people are important and they're so much smarter than I am. If you're born again and you had enough good sense to repent of your sins and to make Jesus your Lord, then your opinion of God is better than a lost man's opinion of God. And I don't care who he is, how rich he is, how famous he is. You need to start recognizing that you've got an opinion of God that's important. If you've received the baptism of the Holy Spirit and speak in tongues, you've got the power of God living on the inside of you, and you shouldn't be taking a back seat to somebody else and letting them talk about all of the things that are causing fear in people's lives and driving people to despair today. You shouldn't be thinking like that, and you shouldn't be afraid to stand up and speak the truth and say that this is right and this is wrong. But we have let the world intimidate us because we're walking by the flesh and we're thinking, I'm just a man. I'm just a woman. I'm not. One third of me is wall-to-wall Holy Ghost. I've been born again. I have God living on the inside of me. And I guarantee you what I have on the inside, in the natural, I'm not any better than anybody else. But in my spirit, I guarantee you I've got the treasure of God on the inside of me. And I need to value that. And I need to recognize that my opinion does count. And I shouldn't be sitting here and just listening to this world and letting them dominate and intimidate me. You shouldn't either. And we need to find out who we are and what we have. And Jesus was telling those disciples, you could have done this. You feed them. And you know, he did this again a second time, just a few days later. And this time there was 4,000 people and there were 7 loaves. So there was more food, less people. And he turned to his disciples and he says, how are we going to feed all of these people? And it says in John chapter 6, this said he, knowing what he was going to do, but he was proving them to see if they would understand. Jesus was trying to get them to recognize that they could do this. And so he says, how are we going to meet all of this need? Now, this is just a few days after he fed at least 10 or 15,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. Here he's got more food, less people, and he just says, how are we going to do this? And these lightning fast disciples, the reason they called them disciples is because they weren't real sharp. They said, man, we don't have, well, how can we feed all of these people? They pull their wallet out and started pooling their resources. They totally forgot. They totally missed it. Man, how long does it take for us to realize that God has done something awesome? Do you know Jesus is here in this room tonight? The Holy Spirit is here in this room. The power of God is here, and yet many of us are living as if God isn't on the inside of us. We don't know the truth. Brothers and sisters, we got a lot of ground to make up. And you know, this is why we started our Bible school, is because the Lord called us to make disciples. He never called us to make converts. He called us to make disciples. And the church isn't making disciples. The church is making converts. Did you know if the church was doing what Jesus told us to do, there would be no need for a Charis Bible College or any Bible college? This is an abnormal situation. We're doing what God commissioned the church to do. But God intended for us to make disciples. We need to start being learners of Christ. And it's not optional. This isn't just for the super saints or the full-time ministry. This is for Joe Blow believer. Amen. Praise God. You know, I want to give an invitation tonight if there's anybody here.
That's all the time we have for today. But be sure and tune in again as Andrew continues to teach on 2 days in the life of Jesus. This 5-part series was recorded at our 2010 Summer Family Bible Conference. It's available on CD or DVD for a gift of any amount. Ask for series RM240C for CD or RM240D for DVD when you make a donation to Andrew Womack Ministries. The first CD in this album is also available for a donation of any amount. However, for those who are not able to give, Andrew and his partners will provide this single teaching free of charge. All you need to do is request the first CD when you write or call, and we'll be pleased to send it to you. Now, you won't be able to call us by telephone today because we've given our employees the day off due to the holiday. But remember, you can go to the website even on holidays, and you can order any of our ministry materials online 24 hours a day at www.awmi.net. Or you can write us at P.O. Box 3333, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. We hope to hear from you today.
I'd like to invite you to visit our website. It's awmi.net. And on our website, we have over 2,000 of my television programs that are archived that you can watch right there. We also have about 8,000 of my radio programs that are there. We have hundreds of my teaching that are available as free MP3 downloads. I have teaching articles, portions of books, testimonies, a guest book that I try and read every day. And there's just a wealth of information. I think it's one of the best websites around. So make sure that you check this out. It's awmi.net. Come and join us and see how the Lord can use these materials to touch your life.